Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Medical Report. We had an amazing show yesterday, and I had lots more today. Our first hour usually is functional medicine and wellness, and we're going to have, of course, on the show the first segments here, two segments, Jim Cole and the latest on the Sonic Life, and I've got some new revelations on Sonic Life that I think you'll be very fascinated by. Jim, you always know that each week I have something new. I actually did my presentation now to Dr. Vladimir Kavinson and his Russian Academy, which is about 60 scientists in St. Petersburg. And I'm hoping I get a response. I sent it through my friend, who presented information about a month and a half ago regarding his research for the past 6 years with the Russian Academy looking at the various markers of aging with our Russian peptides. These are tripeptides created by literally, if you want to call it, boiling down calves to the tripeptides, and then each particular tripeptide works to regenerate a specific organ. What I'm doing is I'm going to convert those specific tripeptides and their atomic frequencies into a morphogenetic field, which I will be able to actually give to people, but I've decided that I'm only going to give it to those who actually purchase the Sonic Life machine, not other people in general. And also those people who purchase, let's say, the Lumen Photon, will give them very specific frequencies. So if I have a frequency, say, for regenerating kidneys or brain, I'll send that so it can be broadcast to what's called a Scarlet 4x4 directly through the Lumen pads. But they're not going to just be able to buy the frequencies. They have to have the machine from me in order to get access to those. Now, the base frequencies with the atomic resonance of minerals, that I call the Sabbath, and the, excuse me, I just didn't have enough of my soda here yet. The Sabbath minerals, plus the frequency resonance to knockout nogalase. Now, you're familiar with nogalase, right? When a cancer grows or a pathogen grows in your body, it stimulates the body to make a thing called nogalase. And the best, and I'll use an analogy to get through. It's like, nogalase is like a blinding your police so they cannot see the enemy. For example, if you flash lights in their eyes, or let's say they had night vision scopes and you took off their night vision scopes and the criminals were all at night, you wouldn't be able to see the enemy coming at you. Okay? So what nogalase is the body generates it in response to a pathogen or cancer. Well, we can knock out the nogalase so that if you're taking our atomic frequencies while you're exercising, you're not only turning on the genes to create the messenger RNA and the structural proteins in your body, I call it the atomic resonant frequency of the Sabbath, which are minerals. Well, Sabbath in the physical world is minerals in the soil that stimulates the plants to make all the biological molecules. Like you hear them advertising various people, like, you know, their vegetable things or capsules of vegetables. Well, our nutraceuticals are much more powerful than those simple capsule vegetables, are much more powerful. But the Sabbath is minerals. Now, since the 1940s, they started doing things to kill the soil and the minerals in the soil. So there's a drop of 90%. By the mid-90s, there was a drop of 90% of selenium, chromium, vanadium, and other trace minerals into our plants and food. So the food value dropped dramatically. And what we are growing right now in massive crops, especially genetically modified, is I call the food of famine. In other words, the food value in it and the mineral content value in it is so low, it only stimulates you to stay alive and not yet be quite dead, but it doesn't stimulate life. Now, life comes from mineral resonance. Now, I'm also working, and I'll soon have the peptides work out the frequency, but I'm also working on to convert them into exosomes. That's another project. So, I discovered something else really interesting. Now, Jim, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know the structure of the universe?
I don't.
Okay. Are the three realms in the structure of the universe? Yes. It's in the Bible, okay, or in any holy book, even the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead, the Urantia book, all of them actually refer to parts of it, but the most clear understanding is in the Bible. The Pentateuch, the five books by Moses, the Old Testament, New Testament prophecies, etc. And they do describe the nature of the universe. Now, because of my near-death experiences at birth, 8.5, and 2 other times, I have what's called access to what's called the Heliarchion. Now, in some people, in some religions, they call it the Akashic Records. And basically, all wisdom comes from the creator of the universe. Think of God as being the infinite dreamer. To God, there's no such past or future. Where God exists, think of God as the infinite dreamer. There's no such thing as size, dimension, past, present, or future, or any absence of wisdom or knowledge, because everything that's in the mind of the God exists. I call it the one-eye-verse. He's actually the one eye. He's the creator of everything that ever was or will be, including even Satan. People say, yesterday I explained what Satan exists. Now, when we had the discussion yesterday, I tried to crystallize it down, and I'll explain this again briefly here. Pythagoras took the notice that if God created Satan, then God must be weak, and therefore he must be evil too. So that's Pythagoras' thing. The guy was brilliant enough to bring up the Pythagorean principle of, you know, angles and so on.
Right.
But his physical mind couldn't conceive the nature of reality. Okay? Now, I'm going to explain things to you. Who is the most intelligent created being in the universe? It's the angel of light, or Lucifer.
Oh, wow.
Now, people will say, well, it's Yeshua. No, Yeshua is God. God is all-knowing. But the most intelligent created being in the universe is the angel of light, or Lucifer. He was called Tegautu. Do you know what Tegautu means? The great architect of the universe. Now, and we are pre-existent life before we became beings on Earth and were incarnated into human flesh, or beings in other worlds. We were the angels of light under the control of the chief architect to actually create the physical universe. Do you know that the universe was created by us under the direction of Lucifer, under the control of God?
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
You did not know that.
Yeah.
And so what happened is a third of the angels fell away and decided to follow the rule of Satan. Now, Satan's rule is this. If you're the most intelligent created being, and you're controlling the actual creation of a physical universe of time-space, you become so jealous of the creator of infinite knowledge of everything that you figure, I will supplant God and I will be as God. So for this major sin, he was tasked out of heaven, who was the chief architect of the angelic host in heaven, the songs, if you want to call it, and music in heaven, but also the chief architect of the building of the physical universe, or universes. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Now, Satan, you've got to give Satan his due, okay? America was founded by the Green Dragon Pub. Did you know that? It wasn't founded by a bunch of really good Christians and so on. They talk about, you know, people around in Plymouth Rock and so on, all this stuff in Massachusetts. No, it was founded by the Green Dragon Pub, and high-level Masons understand what's called oppositional government. If you leave New York Harbor and you leave, you know, and you see all these containers, and they say on the outside of the containers, Babylon. There's a place in New York Harbor when you're leaving, all the containers say Babylon on them. And if you actually leave New York Harbor, you're seeing the statue of Semiramis. Basically, the whore prophetess of the Middle East, right? It was given to us by a high-level Mason in France, and they have a copy of the Statue of Libertas in Paris. Did you know that, right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Now, you have to understand, oppositional government, where you have an executive, legislative, and a judicial branch, is entirely luciferic. It is not biblical. Oppositional government maintains you have to have a hierarchy of power. So, for example, there's porch masons, there's high-level masons, and there's actually 360 degrees. The highest level that a human can become is the 180th degree. Not the 90th degree, the 180th degree.
Wow.
Now, that means the lower-level guys, the porch masons, like my wife's father, who was a porch mason back in Nova Scotia, and he was a very smart guy. They just did good things, so they knew that most of the good things on earth are done by what we call secret orders. It doesn't matter if you call them Christians, Muslim, whatever. They're done by secret orders, no matter what your religious title on them. No matter whether they're native secret orders or whatever, there's secret orders within any culture, even say the native cultures. And they use ancient knowledge and spirit knowledge in order to have an oppositional power. Okay, now America was founded on that. We're not founded on Christian principles. We're founded on Luciferic ones. To control human beings that are driven by their own ego and their own lusts and control, you have to have oppositional powers. So in other words, the seat of power of Satan on the earth was the founding of America with a K. Okay? Now, why is that important? Because when the oil companies discovered the rise of frequency therapies, they suppressed it. The Rockefellers moved over and got rid of big, vibrational therapies like Rife and so on, and they pushed the pharmaceutical companies. Well, they don't want things like our sonic life to regenerate your body and regenerate your motion, your joints and everything, or turn on your genes. They don't want Rife technology or any other scalar technology to help you. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, let's continue talking through the break here. Yeah, you'll cut the break in a second here. Did Dan just cut the commercial, please? Hello, Dan there. Dan, cut the commercial, please.
It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill.
What I'm going to teach you is a part of the reason why technology like, for example, Raymond Rife was suppressed back years ago. And the Rife technology was doing really good. In fact, he was able to get rid of pathogens almost 100 years ago. This is the 20s. Back in the 1920s and 30s, Rife was actually able to take people with cancer and other things and actually cure them. You know that. Or remove pathogens from their body, like spirochetes and other things. When we didn't even have antipathogenics that were not toxic as hell, Rife was using technology. And there's always what you call trial and error to figure out specific frequencies under the microscope would kill the pathogen. right?
Well, exactly.
Now, the big pharma drug companies didn't want that. They didn't want people where you could have a machine in your own home or a small clinic and then treat people. And you wouldn't end up getting in a hospital where the doctors could do standard of care. Now, you have to understand, I don't want to license any U.S. or Canadian state or province. The reason is because the system is state of care. And I'm going to get this female doctor on. She wrote this book about, you know, she's a black lady doctor, but she's brilliant. I really admire her. I just recently ordered her book. You know, I watched, heard part of a video, an audio on Republic Radio, something she did here recently, a discussion about the nature of medicine. Medicine's called standard of care. Well, the same as standard of spiritual care in churches and standard of political care, because 85% of our politicians are all attorneys. Right?
Oh, yeah.
In China, 85% of politicians are engineers or scientists. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Right. So what you're finding is actually they're much more straightforward. That's why when Gorbachev came here, he realized that actually our system is much more devious and undercutting and controlling than theirs, but it's subservient. It's kind of hidden. Now, a lot of people worship the American system because they think it's godly and Jesus created it and all stuff. No. The churches have got 30,000 denominations. Each think they have hell insurance, but actually, they do both good and evil. A lot of the churches won't speak out against the forced vaccination of children. They won't speak out against abortion. They won't speak out against elder side, where the insurance carriers are now paying to actually kill elder people rather than giving them treatment for their health condition. Even if they're healthy in their 70s and 80s, they don't want to treat them. They'd much rather give them a lethal injection or not give them a feeding tube if they have a temporary problem, need a feeding tube. All right?
Exactly.
Now, I'm a medical legal expert for the last half century, so I'm not saying this out of, oh, you just have a bad attitude, Deagle. No. Think of me as Moses was, you are a God, told me when he gave me my books almost 30 years ago, Clay and Iron. And I'm actually a scientist and a healer first before I'm a doctor or a teacher. Okay?
Right.
Now, what I'm going to do is scalar technology is very important. For example, on the dark side, when they gave you these injections, you're not only having a vaccine that doesn't protect you, they produce IgM antibodies for 2 to 3 months, which tag the pathogens of a coronavirus, but it doesn't protect you. You grow the same amount of virus and you know whether you had the Delta version, whether you have vaccinated or non-vaccinated. That's why they're saying they want masks. Well, the only mask to stop a virus is a hazmat suit and a bubble over your head. Or if it's tightly sealing, a NIOSH mask will cut some of it down because the particles have to be cut down by NIOSH N95. But then if you try to lift it up or move it or get it wet with your breath, it becomes useless. And so they want to move to quarantine. Now here's what's going to happen. All the people who are vaccinated, they are bioreactors to mutate the virus. So as people get sick, their sick bodies actually mutate the virus to make new strains. Excuse me. I'm going to get some more of my soda here. The Lambda strain and Delta strain, which came from India, the Lambda strain from Peru, are totally created by people who are vaccinated, and they've actually created new substrains that are either more longer incubation periods or more lethal or more easily spread. So far, we don't have evidence that they actually are more lethal. The actual death rate is actually less, even with more people infected in hospital. But it's much more infective, and it has a longer incubation period. Now, at some point, as we vaccinate, we are going to get more lethal super strains that will eventually rise. And when that happens, it means it's going to start slaying millions per week. And the only response the government is total lockdowns and putting people into civil detention camps, for just like Kristallnacht in Germany, where they put them in civil detention camps, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the German wouldn't poison the rest of the population with bad ideas from good Jews, let's say, for example, or other people of other nationalities that didn't want around. Now, what you have to understand is with the sonic life machine, I'm going to be expanding the frequencies for it now. So when you do the machine, it does a sine wave, so it exercises your Golgi tendon apparatus to exercise your muscles. It compresses your bone crystals. It pumps your lymphatics to improve your perfusion of your tissues. It mobilizes your stem cells out of your stem cell dormant areas in your body. And if you have the epigenetic frequencies we have, like the base ones, which you get free when you buy the machines through me, it's basically turning your genes on, along with taking things like my indium. Indium is a transuranic mineral that chaperones minerals into your nucleoplasm and holds your mommy and daddy chromosomes to activate the production of messenger RNA, your structure, proteins, and enzymes. Now, the land in which between the Tigris and Euphrates that Adam and Eve lived on 7,000 years ago had high mineral content in the soil. So their genes were maximally turned on. They lived nearly 1,000 years. In fact, the oldest living person was Methuselah. So God gave me the three keys of Methuselah. In other words, in the future, people will not die of disease or aging, but they'll die of three things. Supernovas, like when a star explodes, and wars, which is number one. And number two, they'll die of, you know, local violence, basically, you know. But number three, they'll die of selfies. They'll fall off cliffs and buildings, taking pictures of themselves and looking really cool while they fall off a building and they crush themselves.
Right.
Just being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Now, the fact is that society is not prepared to even have people live 10 years longer. Imagine if I moved, let's say, the retirement age from, say, 65 to, say, 95, say, 30 years.
Right.
And these 95-year-olds would be brightly healthy. They could actually play tennis and beat their grandchildren in tennis. Would there be jobs for the younger people? Well, there could be, but they have to create new jobs. Would they have more knowledge? No, if their brains aren't being fried by aspartame and toxic drugs, their brains would be actually more spry and have more neural connections than a younger person 50 or 60 years of age. They've already proven that. You know, the average 90-year-old that has all their clues about them has more neural connections in their brain if you actually do a brain autopsy and analysis than a younger person at 50 or 60. Are you aware of that?
Well, no, I wasn't aware of that.
They don't have less connections. They got more.
Right.
The problem is, you see, with brain aging, their number of connections drops. They lose myelination, they lose neurotransmitters, and they lose the ability to create what's called activated holograms in their brain because of the nonlinear holographic projection of thoughts in the brain and the creation of memories and so on. So it's basically your brain is a holographic projector, and comparison of holographic images, touch, sound, concepts, etc., are all basically holographic resonators. It's a resonator. Your brain is what's called a holographic resonator.
Oh, wow.
Right? If you want to describe what it is mathematically, stochastic, fuzzy logic, vortex, mass, a holographic resonator. That's what the brain is in mathematical terms. Now, people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you're talking pretty weird terms, but it's actually really simple. When they come out in the next few years with what's called a four-dimensional TV, they'll have a projector either on the floor or ceiling, and the images, depending on where you sit in your living room, you can get a different perspective of the actual, say, football game, because depending on where you're sitting, you can see a different perspective of the football field right projected in front of you.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's how the brain works, and that's how all biology works, right down to single-cell organisms. Well, we can harness that to make you live longer and prosper. Epigenetic frequencies, Red Deer Velvet DR I have, which we got a new batch, and exosomes, which I'm patenting now. Okay? Believe it or not.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is on for a suspect in a school shooting in North Carolina. Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough saying the search for the suspect is active and ongoing in Winston-Salem. He confirmed the victim was a student. The local superintendent saying many surrounding schools are on lockdown as a result of what happened at Mount Tabor High School. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley held a press conference on Wednesday to discuss the end of the Afghan mission at the Pentagon. Austin saying he does not know what will happen next in respect to the Taliban now having control of Afghanistan.
I'm immensely proud of what our troops have done to this point. And it's hard to predict where this will go in the future with respect to the Taliban.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Millions in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are being warned that Ida is bringing potentially deadly and damaging flash flooding. Some spots could be hit with up to 8 inches of rain, while terrain is largely soaked already due to Hurricane Henri's recent downpour, and some rivers are near their flood level. The National Weather Service is forecasting the remnants of Ida will remain in the area this afternoon, with the heaviest rainfall occurring overnight. Flash flood watches are in effect. A new law in Texas takes effect today.
Legislation banning abortions after 6 weeks is now the law in Texas. The U.S. Supreme Court did not act on an emergency request to stop the law from taking effect by midnight Tuesday. The law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. Abortion providers say that if it remains law, it would block the vast majority of abortion patients from obtaining services in Texas. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
now on coming in, we should have our Lumen Photon expert.
I'm here, Dr. Bill.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Let's see if I can pull up some of the information here on the Lumen Photon. Ah, there we go. No, that's not the one yet. Okay. Labor Day sale. Ah, look, Michelle put up the Labor Day thing here. Look at that.
Nice.
Happy Labor Day. Okay, she put up a new picture. I love it. I'll get that posted up here. That's the, of course, the machine in the last segment there, the Sonic Life Personal VH-11 and the VH-VC-15. This one here is, it should be out, here we go, Lumen Photon. Now, everyone out there, everything out there, whether it's a little plant or a bug or a person, is a being of light. Right?
Yes, I say so.
Now, when Albert Einstein worked on his equation, people say, well, how did he work that out? Well, he did it by what's called intuitive deduction, okay? He realized that energy and mass had to be converted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there had to be a conversion principle. In other words, for energy and mass to convert, there had to be an absolute, in terms of a constant, for, say, the speed of light or electromagnetic fields, because basically an object is a, you know, we'll call a circular field where the energy and mass circle around a nucleus orbiter, and that circulated nucleus creates atoms and matter, and the matter is arranged in specific constructions. It becomes a living thing like a person or a bug or a plant.
Mm-hmm.
So everything basically is what we call circular or harmonic, what's called holographic resonant fields. In other words, a living thing is basically a resonant field of frequency. Now, the name of God is Yah. That's why when they refer to the Messiah, they refer to Yahashua HaMashiach, which means the Yah, or the breath, or frequency that creates everything, comes down and actually dwells physical flesh and dwells among us. Jesus is not a lesser God like his son has to do the dirty work. Jesus is God, incarnate in physical flesh. Right? And he also showed me that he incarnated in limitless worlds all over the cosmos because God wanted to brought the knowledge of the infinite to them. Because there's three realms. The realm of the physical time-space, where energy and matter are converted. The realm of consciousness, where basically thought and ideas where exist. And the realm of eternality, where there's no past or future. Where if you go to, quote, heaven, the heavens, it's the eternal dream state. There's no such thing as a past or future. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand, if that's the case, then specific frequencies can either do good or harm. When you have a lightning strike, it creates frequencies. The only time when you create harmonic frequencies, waves that can be either good or bad, is when lightning strikes the earth. Now, what we've done is we've gone beyond that because we have power grids all over the world, and now we have satellites, and they're creating harmonic frequencies, even the electricity in your home. And some of those frequencies are similar to the atomic resonance of minerals or medication or enzymes, which can either turn them on or turn them off. For example, if you have a mercury ballast light in your ceiling, everything in the vertical table of elements under mercury, which is a heavy metal, or above it, is going to be knocked out, including zinc metalloenzymes. So the ability to get rid of copper, zinc, SOD1, or single radical oxygen is knocked out. So if you have a mercury ballast light in your ceiling, the frequencies are telling your cells, don't get rid of single radical oxygen. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Now, the positive side, there's frequencies that actually turn off inflammation. They help your body get rid of free radicals, single oxygen, hydroproxy, nitroproxy radical. That's frequency 7 that Dr. Nogier, who is not only an intuitive but a scientist, discovered there are certain resonant frequencies that stimulate, say, the skin and the brain. That frequency is very close to what's called the frequency of Oremus. Now, Moses and all the ancient doctors in Egypt and the Middle East knew how to make Oremus because they were actually all the generals would take care of their troop, but also sew them up as they're hurt on the battlefield, and then give them Oremus to try to make their stem cells regenerate their organs, because gold is necessary for all life forms. Did you know that without gold, there is no such thing as a life form on Earth? Because it attaches the histone proteins of your DNA to amplify the scalar signals of your DNA, switch genes on and off. So if you can actually go to the oceans, you can pull out Oremus from the oceans, and it costs less than $240 an ounce. You can pull an ounce of gold. And the guy was sending me a patent on this, what, 12 years ago, of how to actually pull Oremus from the oceans. Every living thing on Earth requires gold, which attaches to histone proteins. And the atomic resonant frequency is identical to the frequency of frequency 3 for skin and nervous system. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it talks about in the Bible that the streets of heaven and the buildings and so on are all paved with gold, which basically is, in a sense, an analogy, because your physical body, not a building, your physical body is the temple of God. Now, to clear that temple, you have to turn on the frequencies to make the genes turn on to create not only healthy cells, but get rid of damaged mitochondria and old cells, and replace them with new healthy ones. And if you have the right genes, like the FOXO2 gene, or you have ability to detox, like Dr. Sherry Rogers say, detoxify or die. So you can put the detox frequencies of the lumen pad over your body, like over your liver and kidneys, and your body will remove the toxins and regenerate the organs. So, for example, one of my guys, we've kept his kidneys going, and we have him put a lumen pad over his kidneys, and we give him the kidney peptides, and we give him my red deer velvet, and some other supplements that help him clear free radicals. And guess what? The combination of the lumen and the other things, he's not gone to renal failure, and has actually regenerated his kidney function. So he's been frustrated the hell out of his doctors in Hollywood, because he's a Hollywood guy, big shot. That hasn't gone to renal failure and hasn't required either dialysis or kidney transplant. And none of the doctors have the intellectual cojones, you know, in Hispanic, cojones means balls, to actually contact Dr. Deagle. You know why? They don't want to be embarrassed, because standard of care is standard of terminal care. Medical system is designed to steal your money, to control your body, and eventually make sure by polypharmacy and inappropriate procedures to terminate you when it's convenient, after they've extracted maximum profit. Right? So, there are good things in medicine. I'm a surgeon. There's good things in medicine. Some drugs, which are we can't replace right now yet, but working with, I'd say 90% of the drugs are gone now, based on my knowledge of natural pharmacology. And as time goes on, all those drugs will be completely replaced, because most drugs are basically a natural molecule with a side group added to change its bio, you know, persistence, so it lasts longer in the body. That's all basically a drug is. It's a natural molecule originating in a plant. Like it says in the Bible, that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. There's a plant somewhere, or a little organism somewhere, like a shellfish, say, in the Pacific Ocean, that's a cure for a specific illness. There's always a molecule, some organism on Earth, that's a cure for a disease. You know that, right?
Yeah.
For example, do you know how they discovered those molecules in the native healers in South America, let's say in Brazil? What they do is they take ayahuasca, dimethyltryptamine, to open up their astral eye, and then they go out with an arrow with very, very bright plumage from a special one of their birds that actually has bright plumage, and they shoot it toward a plant that's supposed to be glowing with the cure for a specific illness because they prayed on it. And that glow means they shoot into it, and the next day when they come out of their ayahuasca trance, they make a decoction of that specific plant, and it's the treatment for the illness they have. Do you know that they have over 500,000 decoctions that the native doctors in South America have based on using ayahuasca and opening up their astral eyes so they can see the decoction in the spirit realm? Did you know that?
Yeah, I think that's awesome, actually.
Yeah. Now, if you have someone like me or someone who's gone through near-death experiences very profound, their astral eye is always open because, you see, oppositional governments for people who don't have their lamp or their astral eye open, so you need, you know, oppositional government like America, you know, executive, legislative, and judicial branches, because human beings are like herding animals. If their lamp connecting to each other and to God is not bright, you got to control them like herding animals, so that they will herd into their church or their political system or their particular dialectic or their university, because they're going to follow the rules. That's why the healthcare system doesn't want to really cure illness, because that's their profit and control center. You don't want people living to be hundreds of years old without any interventional medical care. You don't want to make cancer so easy as like getting rid of a wart. Right? The lumen photon has that. 3 for the brain and nervous skin, 4 for internal organs, 5 for all the glands, and 6 and 7 for turning off inflammation. And soon, I'll have the Scarlet 4x4.
Signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%.
When you take PowerC Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Things by questions, and I like you to ask questions, but I'll raise the first one and say, look, Dr. Deagle, this is a question you're going to need to ask me. How many homes in America have leaded pipes that are bringing lead to their water supply?
Hey, Dr. Bill, how many homes in America have crappy lead pipes still in their water supply?
40%. Now, that government number is maybe worse because there's other crap in the water, too. But just lead. Just talk about lead. Okay? Now, why do we not address this? Because it's good to give lead to people because it lowers their IQ, makes them much more malleable to control by governments, churches, and politicians, and the healthcare system, and then can treat people with lead poisoning and say, I'm surprised your child has autism or you're getting dementia because you've got a combination of drinking aspartame and having lead poisoning for the past 30 years of 10,000 glasses of toxic lead water and lead in your shower. Now, what people don't understand is, it's like when we're leaving Afghanistan. Now, do you think that what's going on in Afghanistan is an accident because Joe Biden's demented, or it's on purpose?
Well, I'm pretty sure that there's a grand scheme and Biden.
All right. Well, back around 50 years ago when I first went in medical school, one of the nurses came up and she came to me, and this is at the Victoria General Hospital in Halifax, which is a very big hospital. They're like the hospital for all 4 provinces in eastern Canada. Huge. I mean, the medical school even back that time and the university had something like 30,000 students. Now it's probably like 60,000 or 70,000. That's a big university anywhere in the world. Dalhousie. It's older even than Harvard. It's actually a sister university of Harvard University. So one of the nurses came up to me, and the Victoria General Hospital is a huge friggin' hospital. So she said, Dr. Deagle, we really like you. I said, well, that's nice to know. And she said, we're going to take care of you. We're going to train you. Now, don't pay attention to the doctors. They're just going to tell you to do X, Y, Z standard of care. We're going to teach you how to recognize disease and how to actually treat it. I said, thank you. And they would take me aside and teach me and realize that they had the empathy and understanding that basically the doctors are like, you know, how can I say it? They're almost like motorcyclists always like to exceed the speed limit and then would sometimes crash and burn, or they'd hurt their patients, or because they were such high stress, they were big boozers. So a number of surgeons, even in the operating room, were under the influence of not only alcohol, but marijuana and other drugs just to freaking function in their high-stress position in their job. Because they're trapped in what's called standard of care. They know that what they're doing is hurting patients and causing early termination of their patients. For example, when doctors go on strike, the death rate in hospitals anywhere in the world, Israel, America, whatever, drops. In other words, less people die when doctors go on strike. You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it's a universal truth. Now, why is that? Because a lot of things they do don't make sense. For example, why would you delay treatment of someone's coronavirus rather than giving them even simple things, which I don't even recommend, but I know they help? When you give hydroxychloroquine, it's a blue dye that brings zinc into your cells to inhibit the viral replication, and you give them ivermectin, which is an antiparasitic, gets rid of damaged mitochondria and damaged cells. It's an antiparasitic. So if you got someone with the very first signs of the disease, and you give those, and then if they're later on, you give them what's called immunoglobulins, which we've developed in the Netherlands, you cut the mortality rate down by 80%, even before you get to my fancy first-line defense kit, which is far more powerful than not one person got sick or died in the entire world that took my first-line defense kit. But the government gets enraged. Their anger is so great, it's almost palpable. How dare you suggest that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin help? And they know this. In fact, even Fauci himself said it like 16, 17 years ago. The reason is that would interfere with them using the emergency use authorization for the vaccines. Well, the same thing goes with water. When they deliver water to your home, they don't care if the pipes are delivering radiation from Fukushima Daiichi, because all the companies that support Fukushima are American. It's not the Japanese that took care of that plant, it's American. Every one of those support companies that take care of Fukushima and actually cut down the berm there so the waves, when the tsunami struck, would overwhelm their backup generators because they wouldn't have backup power to maintain a nuclear reactor from going critical. If even their backup reactors were, let's say, half a mile higher in a higher part of the peak, they would have backup and their critical reactors wouldn't go critical, and then all of a sudden you have radiation all over the freaking place and a lava lamp of nuclear reactions occurring underground that shoots neutron beams into the sky so you can see the sky at sunset with little blue beams peeking out from the ground for years, which happens still now. If you fly over, you see these little blue spikes that come out of the ground because it's a lava lamp and nuclear reactions occurring under there. They don't want to fix it. Hell no, man. The Bible says, and the devil shall poison the oceans with blood, or Chernobyl. That's the Russian term for blood. Do you know that, Chernobyl? The devil and his minions are giggling. They're saying, oh my God, all these Americans are drinking aspartame pop and taking Adventame. They're drinking, you know, taking MSG, and they're taking all these polypharmacy. And 7% of people even take marijuana are going to get psychotic, but they're taking other stuff now. They're going to want to make legal magic mushrooms and other shit. Because you can't control people if their brains actually function and they empathically connect to each other and they're physically healthy and at, say, 40, 50, 60, 70 when they were actually paid off their debts in their home. And for example, I'm going to be 70 in January. I do not believe in retirement. You know what retirement is? The back of the shovel on your plot of ground. If there's enough of you in one piece that they can put it together even with a closed casket to close a coffin and stick your carcass underground. I don't believe in retirement. To me, even if you have all your money and everything paid off, you got to volunteer. If you're not service to the human race, what the hell are you doing breathing our good air and having a pulse? Now, it's not a matter of how many channels you can get on TV or how much Netflix you can watch or how many deep massages you can get when you're old and try to stop your pain because you're not dealing with, you're taking polypharmacy from the goddamn doctors. So you need to have clean water. And like Dr. Sherry Rogers said, I found this out interestingly. There's Dr. Daniels, and she's a black doctor. She got her license pulled because she wouldn't do standard of care. And I just found out about it the other day because it was sent to me as somebody who had her interviewed, I think, last October on Republic Radio. She wrote a book that's extremely popular about, the lethal effect of the standard of care, right? Well, standard of care doesn't just apply to medicine. It applies to everything. It applies to the law. It applies to the churches. Standard of whatever the hell is always a dialectic of control, and it's also always luciferic. So the fact that you're getting toxic water delivered to your home, so when you shower, you get trichloroethylene, and you got Fukushima Daiichi radioactive isotopes, and you've got scalar radiation coming in through the pipes into your home, but also your wires in your home. So your poor DNA is saying, what the hell do I do next? It's because it's all by design. So like, this is not stupidity. It's like how we left Afghanistan, for example. They could have left nice and cleanly, taken all our equipment, make sure we didn't leave billions of dollars of equipment behind, and our people, because What happened to Afghanistan is what happens to everything, and because America is Babylon the Great, we are the maker of chaos. A lot of people want to worship the American system. I said, the dialectics of the American healthcare system, political system, are the seat of Satan. The original people that founded America was the Green Dragon Pub. It wasn't a bunch of Christians sitting around, how do we make a Christian nation? Yes, Christianity is tolerated inside this nation, but that's why we have 30,000 denominations all think they have the way to God, although they don't want to talk about prophecy. And we have a political system where 85% of our so-called legal representatives in government are all attorneys. And they all belong to a bar association that connects directly back to the Queen of England, the chief female reptile of the Draco Reptilians, to control the legal systems on 57 nations, including Russia, China, and everyone else. So when we talk about getting clean water, it's like, it's compassionate to give water clean to your plants with minerals in it. For example, my wife decided a few months ago that she's going to get water for our little hummingbirds. And we have a couple of hummingbirds and things that they come by. But the special water we have is all the minerals in it and all the other good things that they need and vitamins. And our hummingbirds come by. It's almost like in the ear, she hears them go, bzzzt. Thank you, human. You love us and we love you. And you can actually look out our window in our kitchen and you can see the little guys and you can tell. And you see, most people are not empathic. They don't speak what's called plant or animal, okay? But don't be the filter. Get a filter. The Pure Water System is 7% off of the code LABOR. The countertop is the Bev 100 system. The other systems are amazing, you know, when you look at them. The Bev 200 portable, you can bring it to Europe or to South America. The whole home system is fantastic. We have a whole home with the auto flush 500 that you don't even flush the membranes. Don't be the filter, get one. As they say, how many glasses of water does it take to become a dumbass? I call the dumbass quotient, or get cancer or fry your brain and become demented like they do in Britain. How many glasses of water and how many bad showers does it make you demented in your 50s, 60s, or 70s? Well, I know there is a number to that. Don't approach it. Drink clean water. How's that?
Well, that's the right thing. Get a filter. Don't be the filter. Solve the problem.
There you go.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Or anything else. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's life support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.